This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, along with Chris Sims, have just been on fire on top of this Jalen Ramsey thing this week. Mike, good morning. I tell you, we were all surprised to find out that morning when it leaked out before Chris Greer told everybody that Jalen Ramsey wanted to stay here, but they basically didn't want him, which nobody, by the way, believes. But what was your take on Mike, you've said so much. I'm asking you. I couldn't get enough from you and Chris, but go ahead.
Well, the whole thing's bizarre, Joe. Why is it happening now? This is something that should have been handled before the start of the league year when they owed him $4 million. If you're going to trade him, get him off the books before you write the $4 million check. And now they still owe him $20 million. Plus, they're going to have to pay some of this money if they're going to get this done. Nobody's taking on Jalen Ramsey and paying the full salary the Dolphins committed to. Why in the hell did they give him a new contract last September, right after Patrick Surtain got the $24 million in new money average? Here comes Jalen Ramsey with 24-1. Why would you do that? And they're never going to admit to mistake. Their actions are the admission. You wouldn't be looking to trade a guy that you just made 8 months ago, the highest paid player at his position. There is something wrong. There is something dysfunctional. This is a team where it felt like the window was opening a few years ago. Then the window got stuck, and now the window is closing shut. And it's slow motion train wreck, as I said earlier this week. You can see it happening. You know how it's going to end. There's not a damn thing anyone can do about it. And that's just where we are. We're just spectators to the gradual implosion of a Dolphins team that we thought was on the rise. And look, they could prove us all wrong. And they could be salty about all these people are doubting us. Well, we're doubting you because of what you've been doing. We're doubting you because of where you are. We're doubting you because you keep throwing money at these stars. And Chris has some very strong opinions about the Dolphins' habit of chasing stars and having the stars chase them off or not live up to the money that the stars are being paid. It's not a way to build a team that is successful. So now they got a Tyreek problem. They got a Jalen Ramsey problem. They got a quarterback who has a well-documented history of injury, and they're in danger of finishing fourth in the division this year.
Well, you know the other part of this, too. Every time you get rid of a guy, no matter how good Jalen Ramsey is, because I did hear Chris's stuff, and I didn't think Jalen played as well last year either, just to go along with everybody else. But he's still a solid corner in this league, and the best corner they have. Now you get rid of him, and now you need another corner. You're now short a couple of cornerbacks, and all you have is Kader Kohou to come back, who played mostly slot corner last year. It just adds to where you need guards. You need defensive linemen. You're just empty on those positions right now, Mike.
They got $15 million in dead money for Xavien Howard, who was cut last year and didn't play for anyone in 2024. It's just not a way to address your needs. We have talked so much on the show, and I'm sure you've addressed it at length too, about the things the Dolphins need to get better. I can't remember the name of the linebacker on the team who said after the loss at Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. The defense was soft. We spoke to Teron Armstead about that back at the Super Bowl before he had retired. You know, the team needs an edge. Where are the guys? Who are the guys they've added? Well, I was looking through the list of the free agent additions this year. Where are the guys that are going to bring an edge to either side of the ball? Where are the guys that are going to help transform the Dolphins into something they currently aren't? And it's weird because they seem to know it, but they're not doing anything about it. They know they got a problem, and they're not doing anything to fix it. It is just a strange situation for the franchise to be in, and it feels like the clock is ticking toward Stephen Ross hitting the reset button, ejecting the GM and the head coach, and starting over all over again.
Let me ask you, do you think there's still a chance? I know people are still writing Tyreek Hill, who they're going to bat for, basically saying we're not getting rid of him. He's been great. He may have some problems at home, but he's been great around here at camp. What a leader he is. Do you think there's any shot they trade him?
Except when he's saying he wants to leave Miami, except then.
Yeah.
That. Isn't it funny how we just conveniently forget the things that cut against the narrative the team is now pushing, that everything is fine, all is well. Oh, he didn't really mean it. He went on that apology tour, and we were part of it. I had hesitation that morning when the producer said we got Tyreek Hill today. It's like we're just going to give him a platform to say whatever he wants to say to try to make things right with the Dolphins. I wasn't so sure we should have done it, but we did it. And, hey, what did Chris Greer say this week? If somebody wants to offer 2 first-round picks, I'll consider it. I think they'd like to get a call. What is most telling, and, hey, this is the time of year everybody lies, but there's no reason for him to lie when he says no one has called. If anything, you would lie and say people have called so you get more people to call. If no one has called, unless the only reason to lie there is you really don't want this to take on a life of its own, where Tyreek Hill's like, oh, somebody's called? Trade me to that team. Trade me anywhere but here, if that's how he really feels deep down. But I think it's going to be hard to find somebody who's going to take on the salary of a 31-year-old receiver, give up whatever the Dolphins would want by way of a return. Who do the Dolphins replace him with? It's just a mess. The Jalen Ramsey stuff this week, I think, really helped crystallize for a lot of people what a mess the Dolphins are right now. And I'm sorry if that makes Dolphins fans upset. You can either delude yourself into thinking everything is fine, like that meme of the dog sitting in the fiery room, or you can acknowledge there's a problem, and it's not getting any better. And the Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey situations aren't the problem. They're just symptoms of, I think, a deeper issue when it comes to the construction, the management, and the coaching
right.
of the team.
Hey, real quickly, you think Jalen Ramsey is a doable deal? Like you said, they're probably going to have to throw some money in with it. You think somebody will say, hey, we're ready to win right now. He'd be perfect for us. We need another cover corner. He can play. Or maybe they move him to safety. Any chance somebody out there, they get a deal done? I can't imagine him coming back now.
Well, look, my understanding is he wants to go to a contender, which I guess implies he doesn't think the Dolphins are contenders, but that isn't exactly a hot take. There's a certain number, as the Dolphins throw more and more cash onto the pile, that will cause someone to say, we'll do it. Hey, $10 million, we'll do it. $12 million, we'll do it. There's a certain number where they'll do it. And the other thing, too, is what do the Dolphins want in return? The more they want by way of draft pick compensation, the more they're going to have to pay. And then it basically becomes a cap and cash transaction for a certain level of a draft pick. And it reminds me back of the very simple proposition of Brock Osweiler being traded from the Texans to the Browns for a second round pick that went from the Texans
right.
to the Browns with Brock Osweiler. Basically, the Browns bought a second round pick for $16 million. So that's part of this too. The more the Dolphins want, the more they're going to have to pay. And it becomes less about Ramsey and more about how much are we paying for this draft pick we're going to emerge with.
Got to ask you the other story. The Aaron Rodgers McAfee show again yesterday comes back with still undecided, my life, I got a new girl, I'm crazy about operating on my own deadline, dealing with the off-the-field issues involving his personal life right now, and that's a priority. I don't owe anybody anything. Meanwhile, the Steelers... I thought they were feeling pretty good when Metcalf worked out with him out there in L.A. What's going to happen here, Mike, most likely?
Well, and as he tells it, the Steelers know exactly what's going on. They're not being held hostage. He's not playing a game with them. They know that he currently isn't in a position to make the all-in commitment necessary to sign with the team. My big takeaway, and I could go on and on about this, and we did this morning on PFT Live, Michael Hawley and I, but whatever he said yesterday, and when you play that card that he played of, I've got personal issues right now that require my attention, people in my inner circle need my attention, decent human beings will back off and give you the space and not question and scrutinize and pick apart what you're saying. It's like, fine, okay, good. The problem is, he could have told us this a long time ago. Why now? Why now? A week before the draft, why now is he coming out and supplying information to otherwise fill the void created by silence? And he's really sensitive about the perception that he likes attention. There are different ways to get attention, Joe. One way to get attention is to shout out in the street, hey, everybody, look at me. A more subtle way to get attention, when you know you are someone who is the focal point of attention and interest and curiosity, is to deliberately keep your mouth shut, knowing what's going to happen. They're going to talk about me because nobody knows what I'm doing. So he keeps his mouth shut deliberately for 2 months. We do our jobs in the media. What are we going to do? We can't just say, well, we don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do because he hasn't said anything. There's going to be reports. There's going to be rumors. There's going to be innuendo. There's going to be speculation. And we're going to fill that void, that we're going to satisfy that demand from our audiences to try to figure out what the hell's going on. And we're going to make our educated guesses based upon the facts as we know them. And one of the facts was he kept his mouth shut. So now he swoops in to do what? To complain about the people who, in the absence of information from him, dared to try to figure out what the hell's going on. It really is next level narcissism. It really is. There's a brilliance to it where you reserve the right to complain about people doing exactly what you want them to do, which is talk about you all the time.
Well, on top of that, he knows there's a shortage of quarterbacks out there, and he knows right now that Pittsburgh, and I don't know if there's somebody else he's jerking around there or not, but he knows Pittsburgh's not happy with just Mason Rudolph, and Skylar Thompson's not going to get it done, right? This shortage of quarterbacks continues.
Well, they have to do something. They have to do something. And, you know, frankly, he said enough yesterday to create the impression that maybe he would still end up in Pittsburgh. The Steelers have a little cover at number 21 on Thursday night, that the red light isn't blinking as brightly as maybe it would be if he had said, I'm definitely not going to Pittsburgh. Then everybody knows they're looking quarterback at 21, whether it's Shedeur Sanders slipping through the team, whether it's Jackson Dart, whether it's whoever. Now there's still this chance he's going to go there. I just don't know what's going to happen. But I've lived in and around Pittsburgh my entire life, with the exception of a few months here and a few months there when I was in my early 20s. And I got a pretty good idea for how the Steelers operation works and how their fans think. The fans haven't been happy about this idea that the door is open and Rodgers won't go through it, because the Pittsburgh Steelers fans think it's beneath their organization to go beg anyone to do anything. Just like Cam Hayward said, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't. And hey, maybe when he said that, he wasn't told that there's some personal situation that's keeping Aaron Rodgers from making a decision. I don't know. But I think after listening to him yesterday and listening to him complain about the Jets, because you know what, Steelers?
Oh, God.
You're next.
Yeah.
You're next. Whenever it ends, and end it will, whenever it ends, it's not going to be his fault. It's going to be your fault. And he's going to do McAfee's show every week. If I'm a Steelers fan, I don't want that guy anywhere near my team. I used to be of the mindset, Vikings should say no, Steelers should say yes. Now I'm at a point, Joe, where everybody should say no, because you're signing on for the Aaron Rodgers experience, and it's not worth it. He's not good enough at this point to make it worth it.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, man, it's a couple of crazy stories this week. And, of course, one of them had to be right here with the general manager talking before the draft. Speaking of the draft, give me one good story you're looking for, Mike, for what is going to be – I can't wait for first round of the draft. I just absolutely am all in. What do you like most?
I think one of the things – I mean, the Shedeur Sanders, where he's going to land, is he going to go as high as 3? Probably not. Will he be on the board at the end of the round? Probably not. Where is he going to end up? How's he going to perform? One of the things that really fascinates me this year, not a single pick has been traded. Every team has its original first-round pick in its original spot. Nobody's lost a first-round pick for tampering this year either. All 32 teams have their picks. How long is it going to stay that way? And is it possible that this year's round one is so deep and so talented that teams will just say, you know what, instead of giving up what it takes to go get that other guy, I'm fine waiting for who I think we're going to get here. And will there be trades? Who will it be if there are trades? Will it be the Eagles? Will it be the Bills? Those are a couple of teams that are flagged as franchises that could move up. Is somebody going to jump in front of the Saints at number 8 with the Panthers to try to get Shedeur Sanders because of the Derek Carr injury? So the trades are what is really fascinating to me, because nothing has happened yet. And we'll see in that 3-hour window next Thursday night how many trades ultimately go down.
Mike's been great, man. Your stuff this week was just phenomenal for people. Everybody's been talking about the stuff that you and Chris were talking about. So it's really spread. Good stuff on Pro Football Talk. Thank you.
How dare you talk about us? Don't talk about us. We don't want you talking about us.
No, not at all.
I'm kidding.
All right, Mike. Take care. Have a good one. Have a good Easter. Bye-bye. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff coming in, man. I told you that Mike Florio has, if you haven't read Pro Football Talk, has been all over the latest moves and what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, or not going on, I should say. But we got a lot coming on the text machine, 305-567-0560. We appreciate it. All day, Dandy, I appreciate you every day. What's everybody fired up about today?
Oh, man, Florio always got everybody fired up. 786 says, listen to Florio, bro. This is not a joke anymore. We are the joke, dude. It's the QB. Start listening to us. And also you get 786 saying, Mike sounds like me the past 3 years. You ass clowns should listen to us.
Okay.
Want some more?
No. Fans are frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
I know Chris thinks it's just – I think Chris thinks it's just the media is frustrated. Everybody frustrated. Nobody likes this. And this doesn't – this is not a good look. None of this is a good look. None of this stuff, these extensions, and we didn't get success out of any extensions or new contracts. Nothing. From injury to just poor play to It's just bad. And now you want to get rid of one guy. Hell, one keeps screwing up off the field. You're going to have to get rid of him. Anyway, what else you got?
All right. Well, they were talking about the whole Aaron Rodgers situation and the Pittsburgh situation. 863 says Ryan Tannehill is Pittsburgh's backup plan.
I can't imagine Ryan Tannehill. By the way, he just took all last year off, didn't he?
Yeah.
He ended up not playing for anybody. Just like he didn't want to play. You take a year off late in your career. I first of all, and God bless him, he made a lot of money. He made a lot of money. He did. He made some good money here, but he got comeback player of the year, had a great year in Tennessee, and made himself a lot of money. Maybe he doesn't want to play anymore. Has anybody heard from anybody saying, hey, Ryan Tannehill wants to come back? Hey, Ryan, come on back. You're the starter. I don't know. I don't see him going to Pittsburgh. I don't see it. I think it's still going to be the guy that needs all the attention.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is going to end up being back there. Boy, that's a weird deal, man, with him. All this stuff, like, he just doesn't get – he says stuff, and you're never going, God, I kind of feel for him now. Now I know where Aaron's coming from. I really feel bad. You never get that from him. You just get like you don't get it.
Yeah, and you also don't sit there
just,
and be like, maybe.
I shake my head and I don't want to hear certain topics he has about certain things, like I'm going through person.
Yeah, do you really feel he's genuine about walking away? Like, you feel as though he's going to find a way to make a team, most likely Pittsburgh. I don't feel like, oh, he might just walk away. No.
He knows there's a shortage of quarterbacks in the NFL, and there is. He went out calling people, or his agents calling people, going, hey, Aaron would be interested in playing for you. You got any interest? That Minnesota situation, and I think it would have been in L.A. if they would have gotten rid of, right, in a minute. If they would have lost their quarterback, he'd have, I'll play for you.
Yeah.
Got a home out there. Love to play out there. Anyway, what else you got? Anything else coming in?
Yeah, someone's actually helping Chris Greer out a little bit. Let me try to find it real quick. It's coming down real fast. Let's see. Chris Greer. Let's see. Everything can't fall on Chris Greer. With the problems of the Dolphins, owner Stephen Ross has to share blame also for never hiring a veteran head coach.
So a lot of blame should go to Chris Greer, first of all. I would disagree. I'm not saying all of it, but maybe I don't know the structure of this thing. Doesn't Chris Greer got to sign off on what guys get paid and what – I don't know, unless we're going to start blaming Brandon Shore for everything over there. Brandon Shore, it's all you, man. So some of this, Mr. Ross, listen, Mr. Ross is, yes, he gets some of the responsibility. He spends all this money, which is great, but look at us. I mean, this thing that, and he listens to his people, and then he keeps them. Things don't work out, and he keeps them. So, yeah. Yeah.
561 texts in, how can someone supposedly so smart like Ross keep someone so stupid like Chris Greer?
Super loyal. Super loyal. I don't know who he listens to. I know, and it's obvious, that they've had a great relationship. He really likes him as a person, like most people really like Chris Greer as a person. I'm telling you, there's a book coming out, Chris Greer's book. How to Be Loved in the NFL. I don't know if I said that yesterday. I might have changed the topic. It was a little different headline before. But the guy is, I just tell before the game, they meet, the welcome back, good to see you. And I go, he's got it. He's got it rolling. But at some point, man, some point, all this stuff that's happened and the holes in this team. You know, 2 years ago, I said, and I think a lot of you agreed, you don't have to admit it, said this is the best team we've had in 20-something years on both sides of football. Just looked in great shape. Looked in great shape, both sides. And we won 11 games. We didn't win a playoff game, but we won 11 games. I went, man, we got a chance to come back and fix some things and, you know, and didn't go as well. Lost the division in the last game of the season.
Had some chances, though.
Had some chance. Way out in front, by the way. Way out in front of the Bills came back on a winning streak and took that. And then this year. And now you've lost some guys. So I don't know. We got holes, and they didn't spend money. Can't spend money like crazy. They went. I know they're not going to say they went all in on everybody. Anybody that looked like they were pouting that was good last year or wasn't happy, and they want everybody. Remember, Tua was pouting a little bit about his contract, and then he starts sitting out some drills and practice, and they're all right, we'll get it done. And then Mike goes, hey man, I was a big part of helping him get it done, and it was like that. And the next thing you know, Tyreek gets taken care of, and Jalen Ramsey gets taken care of, and
Waddle was taken care of
earlier. And you're going, okay. I mean, this is friggin' all in on your stars.
And we traded for Bradley Chubb.
Traded for Bradley Chubb before the trade deadline.
They were all in.
And it just didn't happen. They went for it, and it didn't work. So you can say, well, we tried something different. We were going for it. But the results, you know, injury bug is part of the game. You can't do anything about it. But Tua plays every game and then comes back and misses six games. That's right the year before he played every game. No, that was a couple years ago he played every game. I don't know. Hell, I forgot. All I know is he missed six games last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Look at me. I'm sitting down with my head down like I just got chewed out by somebody.
5-6-1 brings up a good point. Greer logic. Here we go. Steelers get DK Metcalf for a second rounder and is swapping a late rounder. Our genius GM gives up five picks, 2022 first, second, fourth, and 2023 fourth and sixth. Is he purposely sabotaging us?
No.
No.
At the time we did the deal, I thought, look, 2 years he put up were fantastic. Nobody was talking about this when he was going 1,700 and 1,799 in the year, and then he's voted. I mean, come on. He was voted the best player in football. And then last year, and got off to a bad start, man. I don't know how much that affected him, what happened before the game. He had actually played his best game. Didn't he play his best game in the opener?
That was it.
Second half, had 80-yard touchdown. But it's rough, man. There is this thing that took place doing those contracts and then now getting rid of Jalen Ramsey. I still believe Jalen Ramsey wanted out of here. I have trouble believing that Chris said, hey, Jalen, we're going to trade you. And he went, no, what? No, I want to be here. No. Just doesn't add up. Doesn't add up. But anyway, I got a draft. The draft's still going to go on, man, and we're going to find out what the Fins can do with their 10 picks. Be a busy, and they're in every round this year. Boy, it's been a long time since we've said every round. So we're not in every round because I don't think we have a six round pick. I think I just got caught in a lie. Don't we go 2 fours, 2 fives, and then 3 sevens, if I'm not mistaken. I think I fibbed you on that six round pick. I caught myself in a little bit of a lie there. So anyway, we got a great weekend coming up here, and hey, the Heat win tonight. Guess what? We're going to be talking about a playoff game on Sunday against the Cavs. So we'll have that for you coming up Monday morning, and then of course, try to get more on the Panthers for Monday. They're going to be on the road Tuesday to open up their playoffs against Tampa Bay. Got the draft on Thursday. So we got a lot of stuff going on here in town. A lot of stuff, transfer portal stuff. Probably have some more news on some guys that will be signing a contract to come here to the University of Miami. And then we'll be on that Jalen Ramsey watch to see what happens before the draft as well, to see if he's not part of a deal with that. That is going to do it. Hey, as always, All Day Dan Day, thank you, brother. Always appreciate you coming in and filling in last second and getting it done for us here. We want to thank everybody. Have a great Easter. Have a great long weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday morning.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.